Jacob Taylor is joining us right now.
Yes, sir. This is Jake Taylor.
Hello, right. Jake. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Oh, I don't think as good as you. You look like you had a blast these last two games.
Yeah. No, I had a great time. A little bit nervous, but definitely played to what I thought was my part in the game. So.
Yeah. I don't know where to start here, but like, you just look like you're having, like I said, so much fun. But tell me, you pretty much played the whole game in Calgary. You played a lot of the game here tonight. Just maybe, you know, you got to look at the film, but how did it feel out there to be out there and, you know, playing a professional football game?
Last week playing Calgary, I felt that I left a lot of plays on the field. So heading into this week, I made sure that I was confident in what I was doing in my reads. I still feel there was a couple plays I could have capitalized a bit better on. But after I shake the nerves off, after that first hit at each game, I just feel like I belong here. So.
Jake, your hits are hard hits. We saw you flying down there, getting below the line of scrimmage, and it looks like that's the style that you want to play. I wonder how it's been sort of adjusting to the speed of the pro game. I imagine that's a big one when you're coming from the university level up to the pro level.
Last game, I definitely noticed a bit faster, a bit bigger. I was playing with a bit of a kink in my neck last game, so I felt like I was a little bit hesitant, but I got my massages in this week, and I felt like I was able to just go balls to the wall. So I just was throwing my body around out there and really, really getting after it.
Jake, you and your family have been coming to football games at Commonwealth Stadium for a long time. Who was here today to watch you, and have you had a chance? Did you get a chance to interact with anybody post game today?
Yeah, actually, my mom was texting me all the names. There was about 40 people that showed up that
wow.
I personally know. A lot of people are getting jerseys or wondering when they can get a jersey. My family came down after the game. I was just most excited to see my little brother. He was actually working the 50-50 for the Edmonton Wildcats there for a little bit. And then, he was able to watch the second half. So I was really happy that he was able to see me play.
What's the last 3 weeks been like for you?
We actually talked about that last night in our DB meetings, and for me, I felt that there was days that I felt beat up. There was days that I was feeling like this is getting hard, but I found a new passion. Obviously, not everyone can play this game physically, but not many people can play this game mentally. So I just made sure to dig my heels in, and I found a new passion and a new pride in doing what I do on this football field.
Jake, great stuff. You certainly put on a show for the family and friends in attendance, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.